Like I tell my kids, Hank began.
I've got two kids, Fred said. Two girls.
I don't believe you do. You're not supposed to.
Maybe not.
He had begun to try to figure out when withdrawal would begin. And then he began to try to figure how many tabs of Substance D he had hidden here and there, and how much money he would have when he got paid for scoring.
Maybe you want me to continue figuring what your payoff amount will consist of? Hank said.
Okay, he said, and nodded vigorously. Do that.
He sat waiting tensely, drumming on the table, like Barris.
How much per hour?
Hank repeated, and then presently reached for his phone.
I'll call payroll.
Fred said nothing. Staring down, he waited. He thought,
maybe Donna can help me. Donna, he thought, please help me now.
I don't think you're going to make it to the mountains, Hank said, even if somebody drives you.
No.
Where do you want to go?
Let me sit and think.
Federal Clinic?
No.
They sat. He wondered what not supposed to meant.
What about over to Donna Hawthorne's, Hank said. From all the information you've brought in and everyone else has, I know you're close.
Yes,
he nodded.
We are.
And then he looked up and said,
how do you know that?
Hank said,
by a process of elimination. I know who you aren't, and there aren't an infinite number of suspects in this group. In fact, they're a very small group. We thought they'd lead us up higher, and maybe Barris will. And you and I have spent a lot of time rapping together. I pieced it together a long time ago. That you're Arctur.
I'm who?
He said, staring at Hank the scramble suit facing him.
I'm Bob Arctur?
He could not believe it. It made no sense to him. It did not fit anything he had done or thought. It was grotesque.
Never mind, Hank said. What's Donna's phone number?
She's probably at work.
His voice trembled.
Perfume store. The number is...
He couldn't keep his voice steady, and he couldn't remember the number.
The hell I am, he said to himself. I'm not Bob Arctur. But who am I? Maybe I'm...
Get me Donna Hawthorne's number at work. Hank was saying rapidly into the phone. Here, he said, holding the phone toward Fred. I'll put you on the line. No, maybe I better not. I'll tell her to pick you up. Where? We'll drive you there and drop you off. Can't meet her here. What's a good place? Where do you usually meet her?
Take me to her place, he said. I know how to get in.
I'll tell her you're there and that you're withdrawing. I'll just say I know you and you asked me to call.
Far out, Fred said. I can dig it. Thanks, man.